We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Reed J. Rich. Reed, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing great myself. You have to be excited about the new single, You'll Win. How excited are you?
I am over the moon about it. I'm very excited. It's just a great time. I'm very excited about this song. I'm excited about the whole project, but I love this song.
Did you ever think this moment would ever come for Reed J. Rich?
Not really. No, not really. I was so busy doing other things, and having been in the music industry in the early 90s, and I had such a bad experience then, I never thought I would ever come back to it as a performer. So, yeah, it's kind of amazing.
What? You said bad experience. What do you mean by a bad experience?
Well, at the time, you know, we were really young, and we were an R&B group. We also did some rap. I didn't rap, but some of the other group members did. The other two girls did. And it was one of those things where, you know, back in the day you had these great record deals, and we were coming up on the fourth quarter, and they needed to get this project out. So we got signed, like, really quick. So there was not a lot of time to do all the things that needed to be done with the contract. So we were kind of recording the album on a letter of intent. So we recorded the whole album trying to get it out, you know, because we had these big deadlines. And then all the things that was promised to us begin to change after the album was recorded. And that's because we were only on a letter of intent. So the contracts weren't locked in. So it was just a, you know, it was a good experience because I learned a lot and I really did have a great time. But, you know, when you're thinking this is your big break and it doesn't happen, then it becomes a bad experience.
How do you categorize your music? Is it R&B or neo? Or how do you just categorize your music?
That's so funny you asked that. Okay, so kind of like, you know, like for instance, Mary Mary, they are considered R&B gospel. So I think I kind of go along those lines, but then I also have a little style of neo as well. If I were to just do my own all-out style, it would probably have more of a neo feel to it.
Who is Reed J. Rich?
She is this fabulous lady from Long Beach, California. And she loves the Lord and loves to encourage people. I think I live to do that. Just every job that I've ever had in my life, anything that I've ever done, it had something to do with encouraging people and helping people reach their destiny. And that's just who I am. I can't, as much as I hate sometimes that I'm like that because I get consumed with other people's dreams, it's just who God made me to be. So I try to reflect that in my music.
Is there a difference in the music from the West Coast to the music on the East Coast?
Not to me, no.
Okay.
I mean, no.
So you're basically doing about the same.
I feel we are, yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, your project, mm-hmm. Live for Today. Okay. What is that all about, Live for Today?
Okay, now Live for Today was actually the first single that came out. The actual project is, the EP is called From Amongst Them.
Okay.
Okay, so Live for Today, again, it's just encouraging people to don't worry about the mistakes you made yesterday, learn from them, and live for today. Move forward, because people get stuck. I mean, I've been stuck. That's why I could sing that song. I've been stuck several times in my life. And, you know, and when you become stagnant, you'll never reach your destiny. So that's what that song talks about, is just, you know, learn from yesterday, but let's move forward. You'll win, same thing. It's like, you know, no matter what you're going through, as long as you're with God, you will win. I mean, things always work out. When you look at your life, you look back, and things that you thought you just could not live through, you would not make it, but yet you're still here today. So that lets you know that you'll win. It will work out, but you have to be in God's plan for that to happen.
Would you say you are an encourager?
Absolutely. And it's something to be like that, because a real encourager, they don't have room in their heart for jealousy or competitiveness. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. when you really want to encourage somebody to make it to the next level, They could be doing the very same thing you're doing, but you will still help them. Because I believe that your gift will make room for you. So just because I'm singing and you're singing doesn't mean I can't help you. If there's some, you know, advice I can give you or some connections I can give you, I'm going to give them to you.
Where are some of the venues you played and you've enjoyed?
Well, the most recent venue that I really loved was the Joy Theater in New Orleans for All-Star Week, All-Star Gospel Celebration 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. The venue, the lighting, the energy, everything, that's an amazing venue. It's not huge, but I think it holds like maybe 800 people. But it's an amazing venue. The feel, you just feel at home. So that has to be one of my favorites.
Now, when will the project be out?